Chapter 17. Unlike regular people, cops didn't even think about it when they walked into a hospital. In fact, cops usually have pleasant associations with them, having to do with nurses. There's a certain inescapable commonality between their experiences. During his days with the LAPD, Jesse had dated a fair share of nurses and had had a serious relationship with one or two of them. But that wasn't what he had on his mind as he walked through the doors of Paradise General. He was thinking about the last time he'd been there. Everyone in the room knew Diana was dead. There was an unmistakable quality to death. Yet as distinct and recognizable as death is to people familiar with it, none of them could have explained it to you. Jesse had given it a lot of thought over the years, and the best he could come up with was that there was a vacancy and stillness in death that couldn't be faked or recreated. Though he knew she was dead, Jesse insisted on Diana being brought to the hospital. Although he knew as well as anyone that Diana was dead, he just couldn't stand the thought of her being brought directly to the county morgue. In the corridor now, the odd mix of odors, disinfectant, ammonia, the metallic tang of blood. Odors he had once gone nose-blind to were getting to him. He didn't cry. He didn't get nauseated. It wasn't his way. Jesse Stone didn't turn himself inside out for the world to see. That was, in part, what his drinking was about control, at least according to Dix. He and Dix had gone round and round about the subject. Dix always coming back to the same question. Did Jesse use alcohol to help control who he really was, or to free himself from who he wasn't? As Jesse walked up to the nurse's station, he noticed his hands were shaking. This time, he couldn't pretend it was all about alcohol. "Is Dr. Marks available?" Jesse asked, his hands in his jacket pockets. The nurse looked up from the computer screen, smiled at Jesse, and asked him to wait while she paged the doctor. When the short, stocky man with the jaunty walk, dressed in blue scrubs under a white coat, came up to the nurse's station, Jesse was on the phone, leaving a message for Tamara. As he approached Jesse, the smile disappeared from Dr. Marks's face. It was Marks, who had been in the ER the day Diana was brought in. "Chief Stone," Marks said. "I'm so sorry about..." "No need, Doc. There was nothing you could do. I know that. You're here about Mr. Walsh?" "The Mass X guy, yes. Officer Crane tells me he's pretty banged up. He's actually quite seriously injured, and another blow to his head might have killed him or caused permanent brain trauma. As it is, he sustained a serious concussion. But I can talk to him. Briefly, and under the condition that you speak softly and try not to get him agitated. Have you ever had a concussion?" Jesse nodded that he had. His memory of it wasn't a happy one. "Then you'll understand that you must try not to trigger or exacerbate any of his symptoms." "Uh-huh." Marks ushered him into a quiet, darkened room, the doctor indicating that Jesse should stay by the door. Marks walked over to the bed and whispered to Walsh, but just loudly enough for Jesse to hear. "Okay, Chief Stone, I'll leave you to it. Please don't raise your voice, open the curtains, or..." "I've got it, Doc." After Marks left, Jesse sat on a cushioned stool next to the hospital bed. "Mr. Walsh, I'm Chief Stone of the Paradise PD, but call me Jesse." "I'm Rudy," the Mass X guy said, his voice a rasp, the words slurred. "I'd shake your hand, but..." Jesse lightly patted Rudy's shoulder, leaving his hand there. "No need. I have a few questions for you about what happened to you on Saturday." He felt Rudy tense.
"Saturday? What day is it today?"
Jesse remembered his concussion after he got beaned during a game in A-ball. He didn't actually remember getting hit, but he remembered the confusion, the headaches, the general sense of unease he felt in its wake. "Relax, Rudy. It's Monday. Can you recall how you came to be here in the hospital?"
"Some of it, but I'm not sure how much of it really happened and what I'm mixing up."
"That's okay.
Let me worry about what's real and what isn't. Just tell me what you can. I was working my route in Paradise. I remember that. And I think I was in the old part of town by Pilgrim Cove. Is that right? Was I?
Uh-huh.
I remember that Mrs. Kane was waiting for a package, but I'm not sure if I delivered it there. I think I did, but I'm not sure. Did I?
Jesse patted Rudy's shoulder again. Listen, you just talk, and then afterward we can discuss things. I don't want to color your answers, understand?
I guess.
So?
I think I remember a guy with, like, a shirt over his face coming at me. He broke my fucking nose. He broke my head.
It's okay, Rudy. If you get too worked up, I'm going to have to stop, so take it easy, please. Let me ask you some questions. Answer with the first thought that comes to mind. Don't worry about it being right or wrong. Don't think about your answers, okay?
Okay.
The guy who broke your nose, was he white, black, Asian, or Hispanic?
White.
Tall, short, average?
Average.
Hair color?
None. I mean, he was mostly bald. Whatever hair he had was gray. He was older, but not old.
Fat, thin, medium?
Thin.
Anything else? Do you recall how he sounded, or...
There were two of them? I heard them talking when I came to a little.
Can you remember what the other one looked like?
I think so. He was big and white, ugly, too. The big guy called the older guy King, and the big guy was called Hump. That doesn't make much sense, does it, Jesse? A guy called Hump?
You let me worry about that, Rudy.
Jesse, I don't feel so good right now. My head is killing me, and I'm feeling pretty sick. I'm sorry.
Don't be. You've been a real help. Jesse pressed the call button and kept patting Rudy's shoulder until a nurse arrived. He didn't have to be told to leave. At the nurse's station, he asked to have Dr. Marks give him a call when it was convenient. He'd done better with Walsh than he had expected, given the delivery man's injuries. Two names or nicknames and a partial description. He'd made cases on less. It was a start.